You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's 8:34 South African time. It's a beautiful evening here in Johannesburg. And it's very, very, very hot. But of course, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, my beloved dear listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Ustad, there's a listener saying that Ocean Basket, the fish is halal. They do sell alcohol, but no alcohol is used in the preparation of the meal. Most of the time, the food is being purchased, take away, and comes in a boxes from overseas. Is it permissible, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Any place where there is alcohol, for a Muslim to go there and buy there and sit there, all that not permissible. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yajlis ala ma'idatin tudaru alayha al-khamar. That who got iman, you believe in Allah and you believe in the last day. What is the meaning of this? Wherever you find this in the hadith sharif, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, meaning you believe in all the articles of faith. So there's not pick and choose here. We're not running a supermarket. This is Deenul Islam, a serious business. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. Oh, you believe, enter into Islam in its entirety and completely. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. And do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. He is the one who is your enemy. So Almighty Allah has taught us this in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 208. So look at the hadith again. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yajlis ala ma'idatin. That you can't be frequenting such places, tudaru alayha al-khamar, where your alcohol is being served and so forth. So now you want to go this restaurant, this place, but you know there's alcohol there. So remember, it is not permissible for Muslim. Now you are in the plane, or you are traveling from here to there. There you can't help it. So remember, the airline are serving alcohol. But in these cases, yeah, you got other options. So therefore, Muslim must abstain from all these places. You can't use that argument, no, I'm going there to buy some fish, or going to buy chips or whatever, but you know there's alcohol there. So remember, therefore, our fatwa ruling on that is not permissible to go and frequent such places.
So Ustad, which is better, going for Umrah in Ramadan or sitting for Sunnah i'tikaf in Masjid Al-Aqsa? I would love to do both, but can't take off for so long, Ustad.
MashaAllah, very good. Allah Jalla Wala take you to both places, my brother. Why you can't do both? How many days you got off? 2 weeks, 1 week? So you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak first, and then MashaAllah, you spend 1-2 days there. You fasten your ihram there at Aqsa al-Mubarak. And he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Mana halla bi hajjatin aw umrati min al-Majid al-Aqsa. Whoso, the report is, Umme Salama radiallahu anha, the honorable spouse and wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umrati min al Masjid al Aqsa, whosoever fastens the ihram, therefore umrah or hajj, is umrah season now. So from Aqsa al Mubarak, then 3 things will happen. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, the previous sins are forgiven. Wa ma ta'akhkhar, the future sins are forgiven. Wa wajabat lahu Jannah, and inshallah that person will enter Jannah and paradise with the grace and mercy of Allah. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Sahaba used to practice on this. Awliyaullah practice on it. I, with Allah's help, 2002, we did that with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Adam is faldi Rabbi. Go read the profile of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He performed 1,000 umrahs. One umrah, he went to Aqsa, made salat there and for fasten the ihram and then came to Makkah, Medina. So that's my advice to you, brother. Spend 2-3 days there, or even 1 day, 2 days. Mm. And inshallah, Aqsa, you come then Jordan, Jeddah, Makkah, you make your umrah, and then you go make your i'tikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi. How many birds you going to kill? With one stone, 3 birds you're going to kill. 4 birds you're going to kill. Subhanallah, hadha min fadli Rabbi.
I see the sister says, but is it permissible for females to read salah behind the imams of the haram? I'm a sister Maliki Madhab Ustad.
Remember, yeah, there are 3-4 different issues. Any masjid in the world, is it permissible for a lady to read salat behind the imam and so forth, anywhere in the world? So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah himself authenticated it. When I give you dalail evidence, there are thousands of students and ulama listening. So therefore, I substantiate, corroborate it with the grace and mercy of Allah from Quran Sharif and Ahadith and the Sahaba's fatwa and the A'imma Arba'a. So we must understand academic discussion. Umme Humayda Sa'idiyya radiallahu anha is a Sahabiya, female companion. She comes to the Master of alayhi salatu salam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the Imam. I want to read Salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid al-Nabawi. What did he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform her? You, Umme Humayda Sa'idiyya, your house has 3 parts. There's the front portion, the middle, and the one right at the back. If you read Salat there in front, you will get more reward compared to reading behind me Salat in Masjid Nabawi. If you read in the middle portion, then the reward will be enhanced. You read right at the back, Fiqh Arabic, then you will get maximum, optimum reward. So from here we prove, wherever you are, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, for you ladies, is best to read Salat in your houses, and is best to read Salat in your hotel, and that's how you get the optimum reward. However, if you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and now you as a lady go and read Salat behind the Imam, so our fatwa is 100% your Salat is valid. But is it the best thing to do? No. Best is وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ Hadith in Abu Dawood as well, that the homes are the best for them. So if you read your Salat behind an Imam, your Salat is valid. But if you're asking where will you get greatest reward, so that is in your house, in your home. So that is, according to all 4 schools, there's consensus on this issue.
Ustaz, I have a 13-year-old boy. What can I do as a mother to make sure he reads all his namaz and completes his hifz, Ustad?
You, my beloved mother, you should be daily reading this dua. Write it down. I'm going to read it for you twice. Chapter 14, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, and verse number 40. So chapter 14, verse 40, all of you who got children, 5 years old, 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, make me from those people who establish the Salat. I read Salat and I encourage others also. Come read Salat, you read, you perform your prayer and so forth. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي And especially my progeny, my children, they must also continue with that, performing Salat and thereafter encouraging, motivating others. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء So then you must ensure that you ask Allah, Ya Allah, I beg you, accept this dua and supplication. Hadith Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Allimuhum about teach them about salat in the sab'in when they are 7 years old. Wadribuhum alayha in the ashr and discipline them, hit them. Meaning you will discipline them, punish them. And at the age of 10, remember, although salat is not compulsory, so you mother cry to Allah, monitor the actions of your son. He misses a salat, you take away a perk, a favor you are doing him." He got cell phone, take it away. A spending you're giving him, cut it. Like that, he must know how important Salat is. Regarding his hifz and becoming Hafiz, mashallah, tonight is the night of Tuesday. So when it is the night of Friday, what we call English Thursday night, so you and your son, all of you, create the environment in your house. You tell him, O beta, ya bunaya, then now start reading after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. First Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, in this sequence, and then Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak. He Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu when he complained that he's learning, forgetting, learning, forgetting. Do this, Ya Ali radiallahu anhu warda, thalathan o khamsan o sab'an, open Tirmidhi Fadailul Quran. So in the virtues of Quran, three nights, three consecutive Thursday night, night of Friday, or 5 weeks or 7 weeks, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. And you as a mother, cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Al-Imam Shafi'i, at the age of 7, he by-hearted the Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he by-hearted Mu'atta Imam Malik of his Ustad Imam Malik. At the age of 15, Ustad, African teacher Imam Muslim, remember that, not Muslim bin Hajjaj, just another. So he gave him ajaza lahu bil iftah. He said, you're such a genius. He told him verbally that go and give fatawa you find. So imagine verdicts and so forth. So a mother's dua goes very far, mother, sister.
Someone says a person was born not with black hair, Ustad, but another color, for example, blonde. The question is, when this person's hair becomes grey, is it permissible for them to dye their hair the same color of their birth? Or is this also considered to be deception, Ustad?
We must always take our cue from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Yesterday in my talk there at Greenside, this is how I started my talk. Dear honorable ulama, brothers, beloved students, how many of us even know the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his parents' name? How many of us even know? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, his name Abdullah, his father's name Uthman. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's mother's name Salma, her kunya Umm al-Khair, the father's kunya Agnuman Abu Quhafa, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, his kunya Abu Bakr. So imagine this, half the people there, they were writing down students, they didn't know this. So we must learn. Why mention this? He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught Abu Quhafa, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that his hair was gone greyish, whitish. So he, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told him, غَيِّرُ الشَّيْبِ, they had changed the color of your hair. وَجْتَنِبُ السَّوَادِ, and abstain from black. Don't dye it black. Don't use black mendi and so black henna. So that is not permissible. The hadith authentic in Muslim Sharif. So you are born blonde, you are born brown hair, this hair, that hair, and then you went to 30, 40, 50, the hair changed. Now you want to dye it, any color you can dye. But remember, not black, that's not permissible. But when I say any color, not you make rainbow nation business. On your right hand side is pink, in the middle you make yellow, and on the side you make green, and you say this is now permissible. No, it's not permissible, Dad. Then you will look like a punk, and you're playing junk, my brother. So we don't want punkies and junkies, remember that. We want true Muslims and true ambassadors of Islam.
Somebody says, I'm 30 years old, a man. I want to learn to read the Quran, going to school and madrasa. Is it possible for my age, Ustad? I'm 30 years old.
100%. Why is not possible? Everything is possible with the command and the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Some ulama, in that age, they started studying and so forth. Go read about Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri. He was one of the greatest scholars of Andalus, remember, of Muslim Spain. Our Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who's buried there in Baqi. Go read his Hayat-e-Mubarak. Mubarak, go read about him. Over 40 years he lived in Medina Munawwara, and then he came back after he was told to leave and so forth, and then he passes away in Medina Munawwara. He started his Islamic studies already at a very late age. So remember, you brother, 30 years old, you're still in your prime. 33 years is our prime in Islam. So go to your local imam, go to your local ustad, whoever, tell him I'm prepared to pay you also for your time or whatever, and inshallah you start learning the Arabic alphabet, then you start reading the Quran. If you start tonight, tomorrow, I promise you brother, before Ramadan you will know how to read the Quran Sharif, if you are really sincere. And you know what will happen? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama, authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and then you teach it to the others. Don't wait, don't worry about people and criticism. You go. You must say, I'm well in my 60s. I go Wednesday night to sit there by Ustad Ji Hazrat Mufti Riza ul Haq Sahab. These students are 20 years old, one third of my age. You must remember that. Or 15 years old and so forth, quarter my age and so forth. So you must never feel shy. We must say, I want to acquire that knowledge. I want to learn. And Allah will bless you. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Ya Allah, increase my knowledge for me, O beloved Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The mother says, ya Ustad, my son, he works in the bank. He's only 27 years old. And now he has fallen in love with the bank manager. She's 53 years old. He says, if we disagree, he's going to leave us. Dua mayad hai. Ustad.
See, now here, there's a lot of business going on. But this is hanky-panky business going on. So I have to give three answers. For any Muslim person, male or female, to work in a bank, commercial bank, we know what is a bank, right? So a bank is what you will say, it represents capitalism. If you know anything about Ra'sumaliya, Sarmayadari, capitalism, I gave you three terms, one in Arabic, one in Urdu, one in English, then you will know it works on the supply and demand. And the lifeline of it is interest. And the result of it will be you have an oligarchy system. You must remember, the rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer. So your employment in the bank is haram, is not permissible. Why? Because now you are part and parcel of that trade and that bargain and the transactions of interest, which Quran has condemned in all shapes and forms. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. When we are actively involved in interest, Surah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا O Muslim, you don't abstain, you don't refrain from this interest, riba, sud, viaj. I give you four or five languages there. We prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that income of your son, whatever, all haram. So that's one side. Second one is this, he didn't choose the one at the bottom, you see, the bank teller and that. He said, let me go and catch the biggest fish. So the biggest fish was not manager, my sister. She's the manageress. You know, in English they got millionaire, millionaires. So now he is 20. What's his age? 20.
27.
He's 27 and she's 50, halfway. So he said that let me get the manageress, and Allah alone knows whether she's Muslim or non-Muslim or whatever. And then if you all don't agree, I don't bother, because now I got the big fish. I got the manageress and the millionaires and so. All haram dandas, all this. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. It is something obscene, indecent. Innahu kana fahisha. All this clearly enshrined in the Quran. You, my father, my mother, never give permission for this. And tell him, beta, son, this is our ultimatum to you. Step number one, you must resign from the bank. Step number two, you have to sever all ties with that lady. Step number three, if you don't listen and you go ahead, then remember we're going to ostracize you. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Almighty Allah's sake and we hate for Almighty Allah's sake. So the hadith says in Tirmidhi Sharif, that is the sign of perfect iman. So that is my advice to you, father, mother, and my son. Don't fall for all this. You're getting deceived and you see a lot of dollars there and you see the bank, you got a lot of foreign currency. So this chap now, he saw a lot of foreign currency. So Quran said yu'minuna bil ghayb, you must believe in the unseen. So he said yu'minuna bil jayb, you know what, maybe me and the managers, we can make some deals. Like, so a lot of issues going on there.
She's a non-Muslim, Ustad. She's 53 years old and she's white, Ustad.
So whether it's white or pink or yellow or green doesn't matter to us. Now you want to marry a non-Muslim lady, absolutely haram. Every moment you will be living in sin. Your children will be all haramis and illegitimate children. What are you doing, my brother? You yourself, you will lose your iman. You deprive yourself from your parents' dua. Surah 2 verse 221, Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ. It's haram for you to marry a non-Muslim lady, and more so when they have shirk in them and so forth, hatta yu'min, till they bring true iman and faith and conviction.
So my brother is buying a house, Ustad. He paid the full amount, but for clearance certificate he got no money. Can I give him zakat, Ustad?
Remember, don't give him zakat. He's got enough assets and so forth. He got cars, he got cell phone, he got TV, he got internet, he got hundreds. So you can't give him zakat. So this clearance certificate and this and all this kind of thing, understand the fatwa. Interest is haram. For the giver, for the taker, for the people who are witness, the people who are drawing up the contract, all that the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, kulluhum sawa. They all are equal in the vices and sin, okay? But if you have interest, or your friend or your cousin got interest, so remember this, that when the government charges us taxes, or they charge us some rates, or they charge us some toll roads, or the lawyers, they want to charge you this fee and this fee, which got nothing to do with the contract, really speaking, meaning you selling the house, I'm buying the house, and then we pay the lawyer his fee. Say, no, now clearance certificate, and this certificate, so, you know, customs and whatever. So all these cases, you can use interest money. So our fatwa will be, brother, can't give him zakat money. You give him interest money, and then he can pay with that. So that will be acceptable.
Somebody says, yeah, I have a problem, Mufti Saab. I want to stop watching adult wrong movies, haram movies. Please help, as this is affecting me in my daily life. Ustad.
It will affect your iman. It will affect everything in you. Even when you sleep with your wife and fulfill her conjugal relationship, you won't think of your wife. You will be fantasizing, brother. So nothing can help. I can give you 100 duas, it's not going to help. You see, story time. So they came to the Maulana Mufti Sahab. Hazrat, hamare kuwa ke andar ek kutta gir gaya. Kitna pani nikalna chahiye? Ke Hazrat, you know, in our well, or like for your example, you don't have wells nowadays mostly there. So big swimming pool, that Olympic size. So the dog fell inside. So Maulana said, take out 100 buckets of the water, 200 buckets of the water. So they start taking out all the water from the well, from the swimming pool. So the Maulana then asked that, apne pani to nikal diya, kutte ko nikal diya. Did you take out the dog, or the dog is still there? They say, no, the dog is still there. So that is your example, my brother, with due respect. That you say, give me dua, but you leave the TV in the house. You leave 100 channels in your house. You leave the remote there. Play, yes, this one, this one, this one. So how it can be, if you want... If you want, my brother, I got Quran Sharif in my hand. Tonight, you take that TV, throw it out of your house, bust it up to pieces. Say, Allah, I did this for your love and your pleasure. That cell phone you got, smartphone and ugly phone and this phone and Apple phone and banana phone, take it and smash it to pieces when you're using it for porn and all these things. Yeah, and say, Ya Allah, I'm doing this for you. And go get that Nokia phone. Then you are going in the right direction. Otherwise, we're just playing fools. Tawbatun kathiba. We keep the dog in the house. You know what I mean? Like the example I gave, we brought the TV, the slanted TV, the cinema TV, we brought this phone and that phone and what, and we say, give me a dua. I told you that Maulvi Saab, what wonderful advice he gave. And today I got a question like that. Dad, I sent my children overseas, whole lot became murtad. I got Quran in my hand. Every son, daughter of mine became murtad. Today I got a question like that. So everyone left Islam, what must I do? So you father, your mother, you send your daughter, you send your son in a toxic environment. Now they send the daughter 50 years ago overseas, Dublin, London, yeah. Say, Maulvi Saab, the dua karwanu chokri ho dikri waste for my daughter. So Maulvi Saab say that we want to make dua for your daughter, she's going overseas. So Maulana said, you're sending your daughter out in the rain and telling me I must make dua, she don't get wet. 100%, what a beautiful example. So that's what we are doing today. Allah give us true understanding of our deen of Islam.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. We'll start one more question before we go for interval. It says here, a female has reverted to Islam. Can her non-Muslim father be her mahram, Ustad?
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. You, sister, you made the right decision. Almighty Allah gives you the glad tidings. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, you address them, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the non-Muslims. When you, he or she embraces Islam, they abstain from kufr and blasphemy, from shirk and polytheism, idol worship. They enter into Islam sincerely, lovingly, willingly. Yughfar lahum ma qad salaf. Then remember that their sins of the past are forgiven. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, and verse 38. Chapter 8, verse 38. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounding on that says, Innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. So that is one issue. Will your father, who's a non-Muslim, remain your mahram? 100% is your mahram. You, my sister, my daughter, Quran says, chapter 31, verse 15, you must go and mingle with your parents, you must associate with them, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, with this niyat and intention, Ya Allah, you gave me Iman and Islam, give my beloved parents, you must go there when they're 100% sober and you give them advice, see, in Islam, no wine, no dine, no swine, and in Islam, we are the most sober people, and in Islam, we pray five times a day, when we read in the morning, two rakats, we thank Allah for the sense of touching. Then half past 12, 1 o'clock or so, we read four rakats. We thank Allah for the sense of hearing all four directions. Then we read in the late afternoon four units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smelling all four directions. Then when we read Maghrib after sunset, three units, we thank Allah for the sight and vision He gave us. We can see in front and right and left. And then Isha, we read 1.5-2 hours after sunset, for the sense of zaika, the sense of taste. Any solid liquid we partake of, then it's sweet, sour, bitter or salty. You show me any better religion than Islam. Our Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest.
Ameen. Well, it's 2 minutes after 9 South African time. We'll go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will be posing the other questions. So please, my beloved listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned.